All right, so he's covered Van Til's basic two approaches here, and he finds that, at least in terms of the noetic effects of sin, that there's lots of common ground with regard to both sides here, both the classical Ligonier approach and the Van Tilian approach, because, as you mentioned there, that he says they're both Calvinistic, right? And so that's what he would expect. So what he does next now is he moves to the Ligonier apologetic. And so they've criticized Van Til and suggested that they don't agree with at least large portions of where Van Til is coming from. So how do you do apologetics from a classical perspective? What is the Ligonier apologetic? Right? Excuse me. And so he says the Ligonier authors believe, as we've seen, that traditional apologetics is sick and ailing, and though it's not dead. So they want to resurrect traditional classical apologetics. He says one of the reasons for the malaise, in their view, is that other modern classicists have abandoned the traditional claim that the truth of Christianity can be demonstrated, settling for arguments that merely claim probability instead of certainty. So notice, he's suggesting that they want arguments that give certainty as opposed to probability. Of course, that's what Van Til was after as well, right? Mm-hmm. But they're going to do it in a different way. All right, so that's their approach. We want to bring certainty to the arguments and not probability. We right. want to have, demonstrative arguments and not, inductive probability arguments. So that's going to be their approach, and he's going to spell that out for us. Mm-hmm.
So he says, but how can we reach the levels of demonstrative certainty? Well, in the Ligonier view, decisive appeal to special revelation is excluded. So the Bible is out. That would be presuppositionalism. Right. But that means that the argument must be wholly based on human sensation and reason, unaided by special revelation. Everyone agrees that human reason and sensation are fallible. So whence the desire for certainty?
Right. Yeah, how are we going to get it? Right. Well, he says the Ligonier authors believe that such certainty can be attained by appeal to certain universal and necessary assumptions. And these are assumptions that, though sometimes challenged, cannot be regularly and consistently denied. Thus, they are prerequisites of science and indeed of all human life. Right? And so these, and they give them to us, they spell them out for us. These are the laws of non-contradiction, the law of causality, and the basic reliability of sense perception. And they suggest that since these principles cannot be regularly and consistently denied, the book argues, they must be regarded as certain along with any of their implications. So how do they get to certainty? Well, there are some, assumptions that are universal and necessary. And so once you, kind of add these assumptions or work with these assumptions, then that can get us to certainty. And thus the authors try to show that Christianity then is one of the implications of these various assumptions. To deny Christianity then is to deny one or more of those universal and necessary assumptions. Since we cannot deny those, Christianity must also be regarded as certain. So, boom, there you go. You have certainty. Right. And now, wrap it up,
yeah.
And we're done.
Right, exactly. You don't have to say by what standard you've proved the science. Well, the argument is transcendental, even presuppositional in a sense. The authors are asking, what are the assumptions necessary for life and knowledge to be possible? I wonder what that sounds like.
Yeah, they fall right into the same issue that they're criticizing. Right? Right.
How dare you, Van Til? Also, it's only okay when we do it. Well, Van Til asks the same questions and concludes that the whole content of God's revelation is such a necessary assumption. In one sense, Ligonier's authors are saying the same thing, but less directly. To deny Christianity, they say, is indeed to deny truths that we cannot consistently and regularly deny, like logic, like ethics, like science, all those things. I wonder if we've been saying that for 240 episodes. Well, Van Til similarly says that unbelievers cannot consistently and regularly deny Christianity. They can exist only on borrowed capital. They steal from our worldview is what we say. Inconsistently making use of Christian ideas that they wish to reject.
Right. And so that's his first kind of shot at these, at their particular approach, right? That it's awful similar to a presuppositional kind of approach.